I just listened to the news and realized that Mitch McConnell just said that if they don't reach a debt ceiling agreement, that Congress may give the power to Barack Obama to raise it himself. I'm sorry, but how is this any different than the Republicans doing it directly, other than it gives all kinds of power to the president that he should not have? Has anybody thought about this? Are the Republicans actually seriously going to do this? Because if they do, I can guarantee that they will not win elections in November. They will lose the House, and possibly there will be repercussions all around in all kinds of local elections as people just become completely disenfranchised with the Republicans that can't do what it takes to keep spending under control. Now, earlier today, I was listening to the Bob Davis and Tom Emmer show, and Bob Davis had found a study that was done by a former Bush administration official that said in order to cut the federal deficit, or in order to cut federal spending down to a level where they could live within their means without borrowing, we would have to cut 45% of all federal spending. Now, that is a huge number, but the reason it's so big is because the debt has become its own self-increasing monster at this point, and this thing is growing and growing and growing. The only way to stop it is to take the painful cut now. 5 years down the road, that might be 50%. 10 years down the road, it might be 55% that we'll have to cut. It's better to take the 45 now than the 55 10 years down the road. Or it could be even worse. If interest rates go up, and then we're looking at a nightmare scenario. Let's say that the U.S. cannot borrow for under 5%, which is a very real possibility in the near future. We could be looking at spending, 60 or 70% of our earnings, or of the taxes, of the revenues that come in to the United States. We could be looking at spending all of that just to pay debt. Essentially, we end up in an impossible situation here. So right now we're at 45% of our spending we would have to cut in order to meet without a debt ceiling increase. I say take the obligations a hit now. Get it done with. People are primed and ready to deal with the pain. Yeah, we won't like it. There's a lot of things we don't like, but people are ready to deal with it now. Public sentiment is such that they say, yes, it's a necessity. Let's just do it and get it over with. So while we have public sentiment on our side, bite the bullet and get it done with. And as far as Mitch McConnell saying we'll give power to the president rather than doing our job as congressmen and women and actually debating the issue and maybe or maybe not coming up with a solution, Mitch McConnell can leave if he's not ready to lead. He can leave Congress for all I care. Do not raise the debt ceiling. If he raises the debt ceiling, he might as well just go.